Good Christmas morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. The contrast found around the world in how people will greet and spend this day will be extravagant. I'm sure you agree. I know you are all very busy wherever you are today, so let's just take a brief few minutes looking at Bethlehem the morning after that remarkable night when Jesus was born. Let's consider this question. How was Bethlehem the morning after? We know Bethlehem was filled to overflowing with visitors, most all of them Jews who had reluctantly, even forcibly, come to Bethlehem by direct order of the Roman Caesar Augustus. They came not for the angels in the night sky, not for the birth of Jesus, but for registration in a Roman census for the purpose of taxation. Can you imagine the foul mood which must have filled Bethlehem like a dark cloud of gloom and perhaps even anger that day after the first Christmas night? Most of us detest long lines waiting for our turn, and we should presume the census registration process was unorganized and inefficient in Bethlehem that day after. Frustration must have been the predominant attitude that day. But the night before, I wonder if the predominant attitude, at least with Joseph, Mary, and the shepherds, was overwhelming awe of God. Luke's Christmas account tells us the shepherds, who had been awed by the angels, came running into Bethlehem that night and found the stable, the manger, and Joseph, Mary, and the baby. The next thing they did that Christmas night was perhaps what you and I would have done. They spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed, awed at what the shepherds said to them. Luke chapter 2. But amazingly, we have no record of anyone who came searching for the stable that night, nor the next day, the day after. Seems the awe of Christmas was overwhelmed by the frustration of overcrowded, census-focused Bethlehem. That tells me Joseph and Mary spent this day after without intrusion by anyone seeking a peek at the miraculous baby. Probably they were grateful, and perhaps Joseph got in the long census registration line, but I doubt it. I suspect Joseph's first priority was now finding some place other than an animal stable for his dear Mary and her newborn baby, the awe-inspiring God incarnate. Can you imagine the heavy load of responsibility Joseph must have felt that day after as he roamed the busy Bethlehem streets seeking food and shelter for his little family? So what will be your attitudes and your priorities this day after? Frustration or awe? Burden of responsibilities or family, friends, meals, gifts, and thankfulness? I hope you'll prioritize finding some time for reflecting on the significance of this day after, both Christmas 2024 and that original Christmas. What might God want to speak into your heart and mind today, this day after? Are our hearts prepared to hear the awesome voice of God, or are we too busy, too distracted? Let's leave it at that today, seeking to make room for God to speak to us this day after,